Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Jared Goff. It is Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson here on 97.1, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So,
what's up?
Champ and Chump. Not much. Champ and Chump. Champ is unorthodox. I'm going to go Broncos for having a game plan to shut down the Chiefs. I think it was a well-played game for them. Two Chumps. First one is going to be Alex Kemp because that penalty was bullcrap.
That's the official in the Lions game last night.
Yeah, there was no pass interference. The dude needs his eyes checked. And then the second chump is going to be J-Mo because yet again his stupid antics have cost us a penalty. And it, in hindsight, it probably wouldn't have mattered in one extra point, but it's just dude. Yeah, you know what? You're screwing your team over.
This is a black and white rule. You cannot use the goalposts as a prop. That's a rule. It's not an interpretation. And he did.
Might be dumb,
but it is what it is. And Brian, you know, Dan Campbell said he told J-Mo never again. It definitely made that extra point a lot more challenging, and it got missed. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that has been said. This could come back to haunt them. The interior of the offensive line could come back to haunt them. Outdoors could come back to haunt them. That haunted them. And I, you know, it's disappointing. And I allow young people a chance to grow up. I think about who I was when I was 21, 22, 23, and then who I was at 27, 28, 29.
Go on, Jimmy Pressler.
No, stop it. And I I love 25, 30-year-old references, Scott. Brian, and he can grow up, but he needs to do it. Like, that hurts your football team. And Detroit loves you, okay? Detroit loves you, J-Mo, and you're that one play right there was the best of and the worst of. And it sucks because he's really
one
good.
Last thing. So, one last thing. I do think I didn't expect them to win, but I do think that they could have won. There was a couple questionable choices that they made in the game, like the delay of game one, where you were on the Eagles side of the field, and you know, fourth and one, just run it to get a first down and then keep going. You could have potentially added a touchdown, made it a closer game, you know, sent it at overtime, something like that. It was just blown plays throughout the game. I think they could have won, but
they were 0-for-5 and fourth down.
Yeah, I hate because there's a lot of people that have done a lot of good things here in Detroit and have helped make this a competitive team. There were some bad performances last night. I mean, it just was what it was, and there's no real reason to sugarcoat. The question is, can they learn from this and can they get better? Like in the interior of the offensive line, do they need to keep shuffling people? Do they need to just hope it gets better when Mahogany comes back? Do they look at different combinations up front?
Is Miles Frazier going to get a
Is
chance?
Is Miles Frazier going to get in there? Are Penei Sewell? Penei Sewell, I hate what happened on the fourth down incompletion in the end zone to Amon-Ra, because Penei got burned off the edge. If he even slows up Jalen Phillips a little bit, I bet Jared Goff sees Brock Wright come wide open, but he didn't have time to work through his progressions and just threw it to where his best and most reliable receiver over history was, and it was incomplete, and he wasn't really open. Brock Wright was coming wide open. Jalen Phillips came off that edge, and you know, he beat Penei Sewell, and Penei Sewell's one of the best in the game, and beat him badly.
There are plays where Jared didn't have time, and that's unfortunate because that was one of them, because obviously Brock Wright was wide open, and I'm sure that Jared looked at that last night right after it happened and is like, you got to be kidding me. But he didn't have time on that play. I thought there were some plays where maybe he had more time than he thought he did, and he may have rushed through it. But we can ask him that tomorrow if that was the case. Mm-hmm. I think when you recognize early in the game that the defensive line that's coming after you is a problem, not only when they're rushing you as a passer, but they're a problem when you've got the pocket set up and you're going to throw it, because Jordan Davis is 6'6" and athletic as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he knocked down three passes. And the first one, you know, the first drive, I think it gets tipped up in the air and it's intercepted. You're like, what just happened? That, I think, already is in your head a little bit. But he had five passes that were tipped at the line of scrimmage. And that led to other passes later in the game that just get knocked away by defensive backs too, and I think that plays a role in what you're thinking, and it just wasn't a good game, for Jared Goff.
It's like, forgive my ignorance if even bringing this up, but I was talking to Doug this morning, and in basketball, completely different sport, I get it. If a guy keeps blocking your shot, you at some point you're like, all right, well, I'm going to pump fake this guy, you know, get him in the air, whatever, then I'll go around or whatever. I don't know if there's an equivalent for that as a quarterback to do in a game, especially a game where he's not having time anyways to throw the ball. If you pump fake, you're probably going to get hit on your next throw. So, but that's how much of a problem it was last night. Frustrating for us watching, I'm sure for him throwing, is these batted balls and these hands. They were timing everything. They knew when you were going to throw it, and they're able to get their hands up and bat them down. It was completely frustrating. I figure, is there any other way around it?
Okay, let's get to Champ and Chump. Our Champ and Chump nominations, Gator. I will start my Champ of the Weekend. We don't do this enough. I'm going to give credit to what is now the class, clearly the class of the NFC. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the NFC last year. They're 8-2 this year. And in back-to-back weeks, they've beaten Green Bay and Detroit. Philly, hats off. Champ of the Week. Hate it, but Champ of the Week.
I'm going to give the Champ of the Week to J.B. Bickerstaff and the Detroit Pistons. He has his team ready to roll. They won both times when they didn't have Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Tobias Harris, and others that weren't playing in those games. 11-2 on the season right now. Best in the Eastern Conference by 2.5 games this early in the season. It's already a 2.5 game lead.
It's a great call. My champ of the week, and again, as much as I hate giving Philly the champ, Dan Campbell, I think the net of his impact on this game was negative. I want him to be the Lions coach for a very long time. I think he's a great coach. It was a bad day at the office for Dan Campbell. He's my chump.
I agree with that. We'll get into more of that as well. But my chump, I give it to the official who called Rock Ya-Sin for pass interference at the end of the game last night. It wasn't even close to being a penalty. Everybody knows it. It was an awful call. And not that it cost the Lions the game. What it cost the Lions was an opportunity to make something really interesting at the end. And
the defense can get rewarded for a stop. Yeah, they had another big stop.
It was a huge stop that they got. And really, also, I mean, that play, I mean, you and I have our own opinions on Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
The clock management at the end by Nick Sirianni was questionable. And that play to throw it on 3rd and 8, interesting stopping the clock and all that. The Lions should have had the ball back with about 1:45 to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case.
Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Let's get back to your phone calls. Champ and Chump brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. Kentrell, you're next on 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
One. Hello, Cantrell.
Hi, and I'm sorry, it's Chantel, not Cantrell.
Okay, sorry, Chantel. Thank you for your patience.
It's okay. Thank you for taking the call. My chat, unfortunately, has to go with the Eagles. They didn't do as they were supposed to have done, top Eagle form, but they did win, which all that mattered. Michelle, I'm sorry, Goff. He made some horrible calls, and to continue keep throwing at Brown and y'all not connecting throughout the entire game, that was the biggest upset for me. It's like he kept trying to build up the confidence, like, all right, if we just get one more or a couple catches from St. Brown, then we could find our rhythm. It's like, yeah, I want to see more involvement from Wright and Tesla. I know that they're young. I know that they're fresh, but I want to see more activity or more involvement with those two, especially with LaPorta not being on the field last night.
Well, LaPorta not being on the field didn't help. Is more Brock? It's an Chantrell. I think it's such a tough call. Goff to Amon-Ra has been so good the last few years. Something appears to be a little bit off this year, and Amon-Ra, I keep saying, if my life depended on a throw and catch, that's where I'd want the football to go.
Yeah.
But something isn't quite as good this year, is it?
Well, I will say the first note I had before the game started, I wrote down like a few things that I was going to look at. And one was, with no Sam LaPorta, does that mean that Tesla steps up or lots of Brock Wright? I thought last night would have been an interesting opportunity to use Tesla in a Sam LaPorta role with Sam LaPorta routes, as opposed to, you know, being the true tight end and blocking and all that. Although maybe Tesla can handle it. He's a big, strong kid, but he's not as big and strong as Sam LaPorta. But I thought it would have been interesting to see him running those routes that LaPorta runs. You know, I'm a big Brock Wright guy, and I thought maybe we might see more of that from Brock Wright, and we didn't. Now, there was another batted pass that was definitely going Brock Wright's way. Don't know what that would have done. But nonetheless, no Sam LaPorta made it. That was a huge impact on the team that I don't know, we didn't see coming until, what, middle of last week?
Yeah.
That, LaPorta's out? What do you mean he's out? Not only is he out, he's on IR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.